and it's in his colors that he used to go for governor, so that should make it even more recognizable.
Rachel Miller of East Aurora is with Strong Together Western New York, an organization that fights injustice. When Palladino's harsh remarks about the Obamas spark fury, Miller set up the GoFundMe page to raise enough dollars to purchase a billboard ad. Palladino has been known for using billboards to mock others. Miller decided it was time to turn the tables on Palladino. What kind of response have you received?
You know, you're going to get a mixed bag of responses. I've gotten a ton of negative responses, but for every negative response, I've received 50 positive, because I'm not trying to hurt people. All I'm doing is, as part of a big group effort, bringing attention to something that needs attention brought to it. I see silly comments that my friends were sending me that people put up, that this is a liberal conspiracy and that the government paid for this and their tax dollars are going to this, and I just stopped taking it seriously. My focus is on getting the word out there, improving Buffalo's image, and helping with Buffalo Public Schools. That's really what's key here.
Miller raised a little more than $2,500 to post the digital billboard on the outbound 33 near ECMC. It'll be up for the next 9 days. The billboard calls for Palladino to be removed from the city school board and contains the number of the state education departments.
And it says that Buffalo deserves better, which is a true statement.
Miller tells WBFO News the remainder of funding not used for the billboard ad will be given to Buffalo schools to buy supplies for the return of students to the classroom next Tuesday.
The remaining money can go to them to make a difference, and they can have an improved, you know, Tuesday. So we've got a couple $100. They can get some new supplies. It's not a ton of money, but it helps out. Those people who are complaining on message boards would do better to make donations if they're so concerned with what I'm doing.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.